Well, I just started a new group on Facebook called Closed Doors for Traffic. Besides that, I'm not going to have food this winter along with at least 20 to 40 to 80 million other people because they sold it to China, quote unquote. Not they put it in a pantry for themselves. It's not actually going to go to China. It's in their pantry. So we'll have chaos when we don't have food and people start rioting and they're going to do what they said they're going to do. And all the preppers and everything are all prepped up. I already was forced to spend my first month prep because they didn't give me food now. They just said, well, you got to get in line behind these immigrants that we haven't even brought in yet. Which this is one of the places, actually. I got trunks probably full of a bunch of Mexicans, huh? No, that's bad. So, Trump married an immigrant, and he had illegal immigrants working for him. He never paid taxes because he's a loser. That's what they don't tell you about him. He was a loser, official loser. He lost so much money. He dumped money and lost one casino in Atlantic City. His dad was one of these guys who made screens for his dad once, and his dad like was going to kill my mom. Screens. No, he was going to kill. The screens were going to kill somebody, so my father fixed them. Something like that. A lot of them, like 200,000. And that was one of, you know, stuff like that. It was like in the city. And this was tiny little things. Tiny things. They just stole all the food for 50 to 80 million people and put it in the pantry and called it a sale to China, and we're not gonna have any food this winter, and they're gonna say that people are rioting, and they're gonna use even more intense weapons of mass destruction, and maybe even nuclear weapons in America, are they? Has anyone ever thought about that? They might actually end up resorting to, like, helping out the mayor with a nuclear weapon, or how about just a dirty bomb, or like plutonium in my duel. Or anything. This is the CIA we're talking about. That's one of the things. They have 2 million poisons, and the KGB had 2 million poisons. That means the CIA and the KGB have 4 million each. And they have new ones. They have these nano rods and shit. It's really quite horrifying. Could people make, people, all you need to do is make one. A lot of it. A nano rod. Poison might be fabricated with Clorox and salt in a proper kitchen facility. You might be able to produce hundreds of tons of it. Anybody, anywhere could buy them. Cruise missiles. Any city could screw some fairly decent cruise missiles out of plexiglass or hammer them together, use lawnmower entrance and have someone making props and shit. I mean, once you force them back, and we're talking about their whole population is 1%. So their army is going to be like 100% of the population that they're going to kill. This is not a winning proposition unless you just sit here like fucking sheep going. They're finally killing all those poor people this winter. 2 months. Yeah.